This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Wazazi. We're coming to you to Tafsir Bits or Bites, and we are with Surat Ash-Shu'ara. I just want to give a quick minute for more people to join, inshallah. Just to give a minute for more people to join. We are with Surat Ash-Shu'ara today. Short, sweet tafsir. We call it Tafsir Bits or Tafsir Bites, however you want to pronounce it. And today, inshallah, we are with Surat Ash-Shu'ara. Surat Ash-Shu'ara. So just give you some time to get your notebooks ready. Get your notebooks ready, inshallah ta'ala. And back into our tafsir. This is not a very long, deep tafsir. This is short and sweet tafsir. Enough, inshallah ta'ala, to get you, understand the surah, the Quran, and to be comfortable with the surahs, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? So we are with Surat Ash-Shu'ara. Okay, let's start, inshallah. Surat Ash-Shu'ara. Surat Ash-Shu'ara in Arabic, the Shu'ara means poets. Poets, Shu'ara, Sha'ir. In Arabic, that's the singular of shu'ara. Shu'ara is the plural form. The singular form is sha'ir, one poet or poets. So ash-shu'ara means poets. It is number 26 in the Quran, and it has 227 ayah, subhanAllah, 227 verses. And it is in Juz 19, located in Juz 19 of the Quran, and it is a Makki surah. So those of you who are new to this series, in our very first intro, with this series, which is recorded in our, Facebook and Instagram, and also on our YouTube channel, we mentioned, the difference between Makki surah, Madani surah, the surahs that are revealed in Mecca and the surahs that are revealed in Medina. And there's some surahs which, that comprises of both, some ayat, revealed in Mecca, and some ayat revealed in Medina. But this surah is a Makki surah. It is called Ash-Shu'ara. It is also called Surat Al-Dhullah. Al-Dhullah. Al-Dhullah, which is in Arabic the shadow, the shade, because it is mentioned in the surah, the torment of the day of the shadow. It is mentioned in Surat Ash-Shu'ara. Yawm al-Dhullah, Yawm al-Dhullah. So this is also called Surat al-Dhullah, but it is in the Quran, it is recorded at Surat al-Shu'ara. Is it from the Sab' al-Mathani or al-Mi'in or al-Mathani or al-Mufassal? Yani, this is, remember what I mentioned, the 10 types of surahs in the Quran. You have Sab' al-Mathani, the 7 long ones, which are like Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran and Al-Nisa. So, and then you have Al-Mi'in, those that are 100 or more. In fact, some scholars, they consider this as from the Mi'in, the Mi'in surahs versus the Sab' al-Mathani, because Sab' al-Mathani are only those that are above 200, 300, like Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is 286. And this surah, ayah, is 227. So there are others that are above it, but some considered from the Mi'in, some considered from the Sab' al-Mathani. That's not a but we're not going to go through the discrepancies whether it is Mi'in or whatnot. And in fact, the tertib of the surah in the Quran, we said we have 114 surahs or 114 chapters. Surat Ash-Shu'ara is number 46. Number 46, so that's why it's Makki. So it's an early chapter, it's an early surah, and it has been revealed right after Surat Al-Waqi'ah, Surat Al-Waqi'ah, and before Surat Naml. And there is in the hadith which is sahih, narrated by Abu Huraira, that when the Prophet Muhammad there was an ayah which is in Surat Ash-Shu'ara, was revealed, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, warn your near kindred, your family, your near kindred, in Surah Ash-Shu'ara. And then the Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام started going to his families. Ya Quraysh, he goes to Ibn Abbas, he goes to Bani Abdul Muttalib, he goes to even his daughter Fatima, Ya Safiya, Ya Ammat Rasulullah, his auntie Safiya. So he goes to one-on-one, you know, he goes to his family, you know, save yourselves, there's nothing I can do for you, save yourselves. Save yourselves. يا عمة رسول الله لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا يا فاطمة بنت رسول الله لا أغني عنك من الله سليني ما شئتي لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا Oh Fatima, even to his daughter, Oh Fatima, ask me whatever you wish, but you know, there's nothing I can help you with if you were to die as a non-believer. You know, so you have to, you know, embrace this religion. Other than that, ask me anything you want, but to save you, I won't be able to save you. You know, he goes and he tells all his family, وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. So the surah starts with حروف التهجي. You know, we mentioned the different types of introductions in the Quran. There are 10 different types of introductions. There are some surahs that start with what we call حروف التهجي, like Alif Lam Mim. It's harf in حروف التهجي, we call that in Arabic. So this surah starts with Ta Sin Mim. Ta Sin Mim. Is there any meaning? There's nothing, you know, reported from the authentic narrations that Ta Sin Mim or Alif Lam Mim or Ha Mim mean anything, right? So, but they are called حروف التهجي in Arabic. تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. What's the main content of the surah? The surah, it's just ithbat, you know, it states the evidence of the genuity of this message. It is surah al-shu'ara, the main content of it is ithbat. Ithbat means like it states the evidence of the genuity of the message of the Prophet Muhammad. So it is split in muqaddima, we have a muqaddima. Muqaddima in Arabic means an introduction. So Surah Al-Shu'ara has a muqaddima, and the muqaddima or the introduction is from verse 1 to verse 9. From verse 1 to verse 9, we have what we call the introduction. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this book, Al-Kitab Al-Mubin. Ta-Sim-Mim. تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. Allah is just talking about Al-Quran, Al-Kitab, the clear evidence. The Quran is also called Kitab, book. So when Allah is in the Quran says Kitab, Kitab means the Quran, you know, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ شَأْنُ نَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةً فَظَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He can reveal upon them His sign, upon the non-believers. He can send down to them from the heavens a sign, you know, for them, you know, and their necks will come and will turn their necks into humility. But Allah did not do that, you know. I mentioned in many instances where like Quraysh, for instance, when they ask for certain miracles, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down those miracles, they still would not believe, and Allah azza will destroy them like He destroyed other nations before them, right? And when I talked in the series, the stories of the prophets, you know, the Qawm Salih, Qawm Hud, you know, they asked for some miracles, like Qawm Salih, they asked for a miracle, and a miracle came to them, but they did not believe, so Allah azza destroyed them. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ شَأْنُ نَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةً. If we wish, we can send upon them a sign from the heavens. And then, this is just the muqaddimah. This is just the introduction. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, after the muqaddimah, then we have from verse number 10 to verse number 191. That's the main section of Surah Al-Shu'ara. From verse number 10, verse number 10 to verse number 191. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about stories. Stories. Story of Musa, the story of Ibrahim, the story of Nuh, the story of Hud, the story of Salih, the story of Lot, the story of Shu'aib. No, these are the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah azza wa jal, in this main section of Surah Al-Shu'ara, He mentions their stories. I mentioned this earlier, that Musa alayhi salam, for instance, Musa alayhi salam is he, you know, his story is the one that is mentioned, you know, in terms of the whole Quran, is mentioned most, more than any other prophet, the story of Musa alayhi salam. So here in Surah Shu'ara, again, one more time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of Musa in more detail.